Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Come in. It is, it is. You're right. Thanks for telling me. It is Tuesday, and we are here as we get ready to roll. A lot happening on what we think is going to be a very busy and newsy afternoon. Let's get started with some headlines. And Greg Byrne has spoken out about the Tennessee NCAA legal fallout, saying NIL is part of recruiting. In other words, he agrees with the court. One of the influential leaders in college athletics having that statement. Post-Dispatch in St. Louis, this is written by our caller John, says, don't make the mistake of thinking Missouri AD job won't be appealing. Desiree Francois Reed has left. Reed Francois is what we'll call her now. And she's gone. Who cares what her name is? Even if I got it wrong. What about Kirby Smart? What about him? In hiring Josh Crawford, Kirby Smart hopes to replicate the Del McGee blueprint. He has moved on with a head coaching job, and Josh Crawford takes his place. Changing of the guard, and there has been quite a changing of that guard. These are some of the coaches that have come and gone. Schumann is the only one that's still there. Pittman left. Rocker left. Now McGee to Georgia State. Beamer, of course, left. Tucker left. Probably should have stayed. Chaney gone. How about Harold Perkins? How often do we ask BK about him during last season? Seemed like it got off to a bad start and it never got any better. Brian Kelly, in a conversation with our next guest, says there is a new plan. And our next guest has the whole story for us. Wilson Alexander joining us right now. Wilson, thank you very much. So this is a question that your fans and readers have been very curious about. What did Brian Kelly say?
Well, Paul, thanks for having me. Brian Kelly said that basically, if at first you don't succeed, try again, because LSU is going to put Harold Perkins back at inside linebacker. It's a position that he was at in the opener against Florida State last season. That did not go well, and then Harold was moved basically to kind of a Sam linebacker, nickel linebacker, outside linebacker, sort of various terms were always used for it, role last year. And it just sort of took him away from the football at a lot of times. He wasn't down at the line of scrimmage like he had been as a freshman when he was sort of an edge rusher and a quarterback spy and used in such great effectiveness in that way. But LSU has always sort of seen his future in his NFL future as an inside linebacker, one of those off-ball linebackers. And even though it didn't go well in that first game last year, that's what they're going to go back here toward. The thinking is that in this new defense that Blake Baker is bringing, a scheme that is expected to be much more aggressive, that Harold should be able to have some more success. Blake has had quite a bit of success for the last few years developing linebackers, and now he's going to need to be able to do the same thing with Harold as LSU moves him back inside the box, hoping that he'll be able to stick there this time after they had to kind of go away from that last season.
Well, so I know a lot of changes have been made on that side of the ball, but I'm still curious how it got so bad so quickly last season, so all these changes had to have been made.
Well, it was a multi sort of pronged issue in terms of what happened with LSU defensively last season. It didn't have the talent that it usually has had in the secondary, and it wasn't utilizing the talent that it did have well enough in order to be able to play successful defense. And there was also just fundamental issues. LSU was not a good tackling team last year. Its run fits were not very good. Right at the beginning of the season, LSU lost his defensive line coach, Jimmy Lindsay, and had to shuffle the staff around. And so then, you know, 5 games into the season, brought back Pete Jenkins in an effort, you know, longtime defensive line guru, in an effort to try to restore that and help that position out. And so there was just always something sort of wrong and never could get quite right. Brian Kelly said yesterday that leaders need to be able to communicate whatever the defensive plan is to the players and have them execute it. And that didn't happen last year. He's thinking that with a new staff, that will be able to help get that part of it fixed. And that from a fundamental standpoint, LSU will get better. And as well as just recruiting, continue to recruit maybe better, especially in the secondary, where LSU hadn't started getting those five-star recruits that it had been used to in the back end. And so, you know, this is a full teardown of the defense and got to be built back up. A lot of the same players are back, but this is a defensive overhaul that LSU has gone through here in the offseason.
Wilson Alexander with us talking about the LSU Tigers. Their pick pretty high, but not where I think a lot of fans expect them to be, somewhere 10 to 12, 13 on the edge of the playoff if projections matter, which, by the way, we found out last year they don't. Wilson, your feeling about this program, though, because it feels really good. Recruiting has been stepped up, and I know a lot of people want to look ahead to next year, but that's always dangerous in college football. What about this year? What do you see?
There are a lot of reasons for optimism and positivity for LSU this offseason, but there are also quite a bit of concerns and more question marks than LSU had at this same point last year. There was so much continuity on the offensive side of the ball in particular last season, and LSU was able to really lean on that with all the things that they were able to do in year two with Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas. Now, you know, your Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback is gone. Your top two receivers are gone. LSU has gone into the transfer portal to try to get some help at receiver, but now it's breaking in a new quarterback in Garrett Nussmeier. It's got new coaches. And, you know, LSU, as it starts spring practice next week, is only going to have two coaches, Frank Wilson, the running backs coach, and Brad Davis, the offensive line coach, who were in those same roles last season. And so a lot of change has gone on, and there are questions that have to be addressed, such as, you know, what LSU is going to do at defensive tackle. That's an area of major concern here going into the spring. There's just not a lot of depth at defensive tackle right now. They have to find starters in the secondary, obviously an area where they struggled last year. And so, you know, there's reasons for positivity because LSU has recruited well. It's made some very impressive hires, especially on the defensive side of the ball, has tried to address its deficiencies that it had last season. But now, you know, throughout this offseason, that's going to kind of have to play out. And they're going to have to, going into that opener against USC, show that they've addressed all those things and they've been able to improve, especially in some even fundamental areas, like we mentioned with tackling and some different things like that. So that's kind of, you know, broad overview of LSU as a team of positivity, but also quite a few question marks that have to be answered during the offseason.
And as you look at the schedule, and listen, nobody feels sorry for anybody because the schedules are all difficult, but it seems like LSU is extremely difficult. You know, playing two big teams now from the Big Ten, obviously the usual suspects from the SEC. It starts with Southern Cal at South Carolina, tricky game in week three. Then UCLA, South Alabama, by the way, upset a number of teams in the last couple of years. Its coach is now the defensive coordinator in Tuscaloosa. Ole Miss, which is always a brutal game, at Arkansas, at A&M, Alabama at home, at Florida. Nobody knows what kind of shape that program is going to be in by November 16th. And then the final game against Oklahoma. Most people are looking at 9-3, maybe. It's hard to think too much better than that, Wilson. Is there any reason to shoot for the stars and think that LSU could end up actually playing in the SEC championship game?
Well, that's certainly going to be a tough task for this team to get back to Atlanta with all those questions, like we said, that they have to address and answer over the offseason. But, you know, you never want to necessarily count anybody out in February. So we'll kind of see how things play out. But it is a difficult schedule. The things that are probably good about it for LSU is that on paper, what seemed to maybe be some of the toughest opponents, or at least they usually are, like Alabama and Ole Miss and Oklahoma, those are all home games. You got those in Tiger Stadium. This is actually the 100th year of Tiger Stadium, and it's a great home schedule to kind of commemorate that, you know, that anniversary. And, you know, you got USC on the road, but who knows exactly what USC is going to look like this year. UCLA comes to Tiger Stadium, as well as another big home game there. And you go on the road to Texas A&M, you know, new coach. Go on the road to Arkansas. You know, they're coming off kind of an uneasy season. Going on the road to Florida, but same thing, you know, a losing season last year for the Gators. So it seems like it could set up well for LSU, but, you know, LSU's got to be able to navigate that and have the team that is good enough to do so. And we just don't know yet at this point if they will be, because it's, you know, just here on the eve of spring practice.
Wilson Alexander from The Advocate conversing with Brian Kelly, looking ahead to the upcoming season for the LSU Tigers. Many thanks, Wilson. We head to the break. We will get to your phone calls in just a moment at 855-242-7285. A busy afternoon here on a Tuesday, and we are ready to roll.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Stuart Mandel joining us in about an hour. Mike Craven and Mike Griffith. Some breaking news from the bracketologist. This is the, these are just projected now. This does not mean anything other than projections. Legend Joe, Squirrel, JK. I still don't believe JK is seated correctly. I'm Ann Larry, Stacy, AJ, Dwayne, Logan, Augie, Trey, Andre, Rick, Sheila, and Dominic. And we also have the number one seed in the Feinbaum NIT, and that is Jim from Tuscaloosa, who asked to be removed from the regular tournament. Now, again, nothing is final. Nothing matters all that much yet. These are projections. It could change today with a single phone call. That's how important in the new net rankings everything is when you're a quad one, quad two, quad three. And speaking of quad eight, Dwayne is up next.
You got me ranked number 9 of Paul Feinbaum. Hey, that's bogus right there. That's bogus poll right there.
By the way, you just went down to number 10.
Took me out the top 4, huh? Hey. What'd you say?
I said you just went down to 10 before you even got to your first.
Yeah, just knocked me out like that, huh? Knocked me out like that, huh? Hey, but check this out, Paul Feinbaum. You could have called. You could have waited till my phone call. I'll let you know what's going on with LSU. Yeah, we're gonna be outstanding this year, winning the SEC championship.
That's not exactly what we heard there from Wilson Alexander, who is one of the top reporters in the country.
Hey, our quarterback is awesome. Hey, so that wasn't enough, man.
Your quarterback was better than awesome last year. He won the Heisman, and you still lost 3 games.
That boy good too. That boy back there good too.
What do you have on defense? Is my question. That's the problem.
Hey, our defense gonna be there. Our defense.
We brought the coaches in.
Hey, we brought them coaches in. Yeah, you and Legend talking that crazy, no? Hey, another thing I want to tell you about something. Yeah, a couple days ago. Talk about Kentucky back, LSU beat Kentucky. You ain't say that. Why you ain't say that, huh? You should have said that. Huh?
Yeah, what about it?
You remember that?
No, I think it was. I don't think it really matters.
That boy don't matter. You talk about Kentucky back. Kentucky ain't back. Come on, y'all, hype them people up, man.
Dwayne, in one phone call, you've gone from number 9 to 16.
That bull crap. That bull.
17.
Hey, that bull crap.
18.
Hey, that's how you doing my Hey, check this out now.
You're now the number two seed in the NIT.
Yeah, that tick fall hound dog you got gonna be roasted too. Yeah, that dog you got down there in Tennessee. Hey, Paul Feinbaum, you can't do that to me, man. I gotta be ranked back number one.
We'll get around to it. Hey, thanks for the call. Daryl is up next. Hello, Daryl.
Speaking of dogs, how's your dog doing?
He is doing great. Thank you for asking.
Wasn't the dog's name Trooper? Am I
well, unfortunately, Trooper has moved on, but that was my dog. Yeah, Trooper was, he lived to be about 14 years old. He was a great dog.
You know what? I'm glad
an absolute killer dog too. I might add.
He's gonna be number one.
Their bodies all over the place. Or the trooper once got into.
Loudmouth from Walker County up. Come here. Somebody played basketball. Averaged 8 points a game. Legend. Just because you scored 8 points in a season, don't mean you averaged 8 points a game. You know what I mean? Coming in here wants to compare Georgia cause Clemson. I don't recall Clemson ever going back to back.
Paul, came pretty close.
Two teams right now. Two schools in college football. Year in and year out, that are championship caliber football programs. That's Georgia, that's Ohio State, and everybody else is a has been or a wanna be, pretty much. I mean, but him to come in here and run it, still running his mouth by Georgia. I mean, we know we're the gold standard. Guess who is favored in Vegas right now to win the national title this year? Georgia. Guess who is favored to win the SEC? I can either top three in the SEC to win the SEC this year. Georgia, Texas, now this is from Vegas now, and Ole Miss. Ole Miss, wow. Where is Alabama at, Paul? Where is it? If Alabama was such a – you know what, Paul? Here's the problem right here. Without a great coach, he could call – they're just plain old freaking Alabama, just like they were when they had Mike Shula, Mike DeBose, Mike Price. That's where they're going back to be for the next 20 years, legend. The next 20 years, you're going back to just being plain old freaking – Alabama, because that's who you are. And he's going to come here and talk about trying to compare yourself to Kentucky. Really? I think they've had the Final Four for like 85 years now. Eight schools in the SEC have made the Final Four. Two include Kentucky, of course, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, Florida, Arkansas, South Carolina, not Alabama, never. 85 friggin' years, legend. You can't even make it to a friggin' Final Four. You're going to come in here and bump your guns. Legend, you know what you and a maggot have in common? Y'all both can live off the ass of a dead bear for 20 years because that's exactly what you're going back to. And, Paul, Elvis ain't left the building, okay? But I tell you who has left the building, Nick Saban. Nick Saban has left the building, legend. I told y'all that when Saban retired, they asked him, Coach, now that you retired, what are your plans? He said, well, my first plan is to get the hell out of Tuscaloosa. Paul, let me ask you something about Saban. They say as you get old, okay, you tend to forget. You think it's possible that he pretty much forgot everything Kirby called him? Steve Ball.
Bash in Boulder. Hello, Bash.
Hello, Paul. What the hell was that? How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you, Bash.
Randy, good to have you in the studio, my man. So, Paul, I heard that you're going to have Mike Griffith on the show in a little bit.
That is correct.
I just got a weather alert on my phone for Boulder that there's going to be a snowstorm coming, and it's going to be colder than Mike Griffith's brains in a little bit. So thoughts and prayers to you in that interview, and hope it goes well.
Thank you very much for the thoughts.
My man. So, Paul, I had a question I want to ask you about. Who do you think, since Texas and Oklahoma will join the SEC in July – going into next season, who do you think is the favorites to win the newly formed Big 12 conference?
I have no idea because I'd have to think for a minute to know who's even in the league.
That is a fair question. May I offer a dark horse, and excluding my own current university that I am enrolled in from the table? What about the University of Central Florida, head coached by my arch nemesis, Gus Malzahn, with his new quarterback transferred from Arkansas, KJ Jefferson?
You know, I think they're good. I don't think they're quite to that level yet, but they won't be far from it.
They might not be far from that level, but I'll ask you one random last question, Paul. If you had to bet your house on it right now between the Florida Gators versus the Central Florida Knights, who are you putting your house on?
I would bet on the Florida Gators right now.
Interesting, interesting. Well, I might disagree because even though...
Hey, by the way, I can't believe I'm even asking this question, but is Utah is in the pack? Are they in the Big 12 now?
That is correct.
Okay. Utah will be the favorite.
I would say that that's a fair pick.
Yeah, I mean, and I really could not remember just spitballing what league they were in because there was so much turmoil last year, and that was hardly where I was paying attention. But Utah will clearly be the, at least projected, the best team in the Big 12.
I would say them and Kansas State, considering they won the conference 2 years ago. Utah's definitely
by the way, Arizona
around.
May not be, I mean, Arizona has got a little bit of talent. I mean, they've gone through a complete turmoil turnover with the coaches, but they still have a couple of players.
The players, sure, but the coaches still have to figure it out. I mean, I hope Arizona doesn't fall off the wagon completely, but hopefully, as long as they still are a competitive basketball program,
I think you'll
it's
have
all gonna be
fine. Kansas State. Kansas is another school I'd keep my eye on. Lance Leipold, I think, is probably the best coach in that league.
If we're talking about players, then we got to mention Texas Tech in there, too, because I hear some hype about them in the transfer portal.
Well, thank you for the call, Bash. Appreciate it. I mean, you talk about an adjustment, trying to think about who was in the Big 12, because that's not a league we're talking about. It took me a second there. Andre is up next. What do you say, Andre?
Coach Paul Feinbaum. Thanks for taking my call, Coach.
Thank you, Andre.
Listen, I would tell the nation, if they want some good food, good football, good tailgating, go spend the night down on Nicholson Drive in Baton Rouge. And you probably put on 20 pounds at the tailgating itself, Coach.
Yeah, Nicholson's where the action is. You're right.
Yeah, on Highway 30 down Nicholson Drive. But listen, the reason I was calling was I was listening to Matt yesterday, and I just wanted to offer him a little hope there. There are two kinds of families, Coach Feinbaum. There's the family that got problems, and there's the family you don't know have problems. Everybody's got problems out here, Matt. Some known and some unknown. And if you don't think other people got problems, go look down in Houston, Texas, with the McNair family that own the Texans down there and what's going on. The oldest son is trying to snatch the team away from his mother. So everybody's got problems out here, Matt. Just, you know, pray to the Lord, man, and keep moving on, and it'll work out for you. And, hey, Coach, when your dog died, did Trooper go to dog heaven, or what happened with that, Coach?
Oh yeah, no doubt, Andre. He was. You would have liked it. You would have liked this dog, Andre.
Well, okay, he's a blue shit.
I'll tell you a quick story. He got in trouble. This is my old dog.
Right.
And it's kind of a convoluted story. But we were walking one day, and a guy was went flying by on a bike, and he was very. He's a herding dog, and he got loose, and
right.
And he kind of chased the guy. The guy was a typical arrogant doctor. And
well, you shouldn't say that. You know your wife's a doctor, Coach.
She's not a male doctor though. And the guy okay. Kicked at the dog, okay?
Right.
You don't kick at a dog. The dog right. Then managed to put his teeth on the guy's ankle. Anyway, this guy didn't think it was funny, and he called the sheriff, or I don't know who you call, but you call somebody. And the next morning, the sheriff showed up at my house and wanted to essentially arrest the dog. I was able, I was, I was able to herd it off, and because I, when I talked to the Humane Shelter Society, I was able to use the guy kicking at the dog as my defense. So they gave the dog 10 days home detention.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Great dog.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break and be right back.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back early, still early in the show. And Bubba is up next.
What's shaking, Paul? Randy!
Bubba.
Hey, how much was bail down at dog jail, Paul? Or did they let Trooper go on his own recognizance?
Yeah. He had an ankle bracelet, of course. Or a paw monitor. I don't know what it was called, but...
Yeah, he should have bit that doctor right in his candy ass instead of his ankle.
Hey, by the way...
That'd been worth a trip downtown.
I think he was in a roundabout way named after Trooper Taylor. Remember the former Tennessee coach?
Oh, yeah, Trooper Taylor. I hadn't heard that in a long time.
Trooper Taylor was at Auburn at the time, and we were coming up with the names. I have no idea why that popped into my head, but I think that's how he got his name.
Speaking about dogs, I think it was about this time last year. I think wasn't Georgia ranked or picked to win it all?
Yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
Well, they finished fifth in the regular season.
Yeah, they didn't quite make it, did they? Yeah, Daryl, I think Legend just got under Daryl's skin there, obviously. But Daryl needs to chill a little bit. Honestly, there shouldn't be any polls or rankings till about the 1st of November of this year. Because everything up to that is just pretty much procrastination, period. Until you watch these teams sort out, play some football, they have no idea who's going to be good. And, you know, I mean, you got an idea, but come on, man. This preseason crap's ridiculous. And I just want to talk a little bit about the March Madness tournament. Everybody's all up in the air about who's playing ball, who's winning, who's losing. None of these games matter right now. When you get in a tournament, you're one and done. That's all that matters, you know, and you either make the tournament or you don't. I know your record affects your seeding. Yes, that can help or hurt you somewhat, but, you know, Kentucky's lit up the boards two games in a row. Yeah, they look great scoring, but, you know, how long is that going to last?
No, you're right about that.
Kentucky's not been Kentucky in a long time. They call them the Alabama of basketball or whatever, but they're not. They're just not. You know, Calipari brings these one-and-done kids in. And, yeah, the talent's obvious. But can they consistently play game in, game out like that? I don't think they'll win the SEC tournament. I may be wrong. You know, and that's like Tennessee. They've got a tough four-game schedule coming. They've got, I think, Auburn, Alabama, Kentucky, and South Carolina. You know, if they can win two of those, I'd feel like it's a win. You know, until they get consistent on offense, I don't see them going but so far in the big tournament. But who knows? It'll be fun to watch.
Well, I mean, the most important thing in the NCAA tournament is guard play, free throws, and they are great in spurts. But I mean, Alabama was the number one team in the country last year, and they ran into the wrong team in the Sweet 16, just like Tennessee has a couple of times, as you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And, I mean, everybody's talking about how bad Kentucky beat Alabama. Well, Alabama came to Knoxville a month or so ago, and Tennessee beat them by 20. You know, they didn't score 100-some points to do it, but they still beat Bama by about 20 points. You know, and the SEC's up and down. I mean, South Carolina is probably, when they put it all together, it's probably one of the toughest teams in the league, you know. But it's just a matter of who shows up at night, you know. But it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun this year in the tournament.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We go from Bubba to Will in North Carolina. Hey, Will.
Paul, I think Daryl had hot sauce on his chicken today at lunch. I think he finally chose the hot sauce option on his chicken. And one more thing about this John from Missouri. You know, he's already stated that Richard E. Nixon was his favorite president, but he said he's going to vote for Joe or whichever Kennedy's on the ticket or whatever. I mean, I think he's just a gimmick, Paul. But my question is, how do you think history is – I mean, I know what Tennessee's got is a pending court case, but how is history going to look back, like, on Tennessee and what they've just done? And, I mean, what's the next move, like unionization or what?
Well, I think history is going to look at that as just one of those seminal moments that really changed the future of college athletics. I don't know what the next move is. At some point, they've got to – I mean, you can't just unionize players. You can't make them employees without some legislation. Uh-huh. But it's coming. That's for sure. Thank you so much for the call. Rick in Houston is up next. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Hey, man, first thing, man, Wilson Alexander is probably, in my opinion right now, the best reporter on the LSU beat.
That is without question. He's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, I really miss Brody Miller, who used to be the LSU guy on the Athletic. But Wilson is awesome.
Well, you talk about beat that has attracted talent. I mean, you had Ross Dellinger a couple of years ago, who now is arguably the most influential college football writer in America with the Yahoo. And then you have you had Brody, and now Wilson. That is a breeding ground for great talent.
Yeah, no, Ross is great and was great covering.
Yeah, I really don't think if you look at the college landscape right now, there is not a more important writer that covers college football than Ross Dellinger.
So hey, you know. I was thinking, you know, what's been great about Lent season, Paul?
One thing that has been great is not hearing from a certain, I don't know if I'd even call him, a paralegal in New Orleans.
Absolutely right. You know, LSU dropped a game to Stony Brook last weekend, and in my head I could hear all you call in and start berating the kids and run them down, and just so awesome not to hear his voice.
Yeah, this was about the time of last year when LSU lost a Friday game, and you know, in extra innings, and Augie called for the coach to be fired. They came back and won the series, and won the national championship.
Yep.
And so Augie's still trying to get the king cake off his face.
So Paul, I called a buddy up in Missouri and got a little intel on John. Now John is what I've heard from my sauce up there and codenamed KC Masterpiece is that John is part of the Tinfoil Hat Club. He's not part of the Black Hat Club. He's part of the Tinfoil Hat Club. And down in his basement, he has a number of Commodore 64 networked, and he's been in touch with Senator Joe McCarthy, Paul, and I hate to tell you, but You are on the list, man.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, because I thought for sure we would hear from him today, but I forgot. This is Tuesday. That's the day the Flat Earth Society meets.
Yeah, Paul. Well, you know, and he's busy. He's busy at the juvenile detention center, counseling young men and making sure that, you know, they stay in their box.
Can you imagine that poor guy, that poor kid, that goes up to Mr. John for, I mean, whatever. I mean, everybody gets in trouble for something, and he says, "Mr. John, I got arrested for possession of whatever, and my parents are threatening." Imagine John giving that kid advice. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We head to the break. We're coming back. Long way to go on this program, and we'll take your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. As we continue here, let's check in with Jay down in Mobile. Hello, Jay.
Roadside, Paul.
How are you?
Thanks for Oh, man, it's been rough, man. I'm hanging in there by my toenails.
I know. When we talked to you last, you were having some surgery, right?
Oh, I can't even remember, Paul. But my doctor says I'm doing good. He's I don't know if you've ever heard of Dr. Ryder from South Alabama, but he's the real deal. I mean, he's got a whole team. South Alabama's a learning, you know.
South Alabama has a great hospital. I'm well aware of that.
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, I just wanted to make the comment that, like as far as Larry, I mean, not Larry. I love Larry. Your partner, Jim, every one of us out there has someone in our lives, and a lot of us don't really realize how much we have touched that person, but mine are really all three of my grandkids, but my granddaughter, the oldest one, we took her to a game this year, and I mean, she is just on board with some Bama football. But as far as getting back to that, all of us have somebody that we've really touched in our life, touched that person, and I just really think, that Jim needs to, make him a pot of coffee and go sit out there and listen to the birds chirp.
Well, you know something, Jay? You know, Jay, I'm glad you said that. And I'm not, Jim is too narcissistic and caught up with himself to listen to my advice. But I think how many times have you heard him say, "We need him"? You and I both know it's the opposite. He needs this show. It is his only connection to the real world, and I hope he'll come back only to give him an outlet to get some. Yes, it gets, it's cheap therapy, and because the kind of therapy he needs, I don't think any, I don't think Blue Cross, I don't think Cigna, I don't think any of those insurance companies can handle it. It's too expensive.
No, you're right.
I mean, it requires shock. It requires basically just, you know, getting your, I mean, basically the only way to get him back to normal would be to get some jumpers from your car battery and lock them around his ankles. Anyway,
well, sure
more than anything, Jay, I'm glad we got a laugh at it. That was the whole purpose of that.
Yeah, well, I hope we end up getting I get to see y'all this year, one way or another.
When are you going to be let out?
They saying hopefully Thursday.
Okay. Well, we sure miss you, Jay, and you continue recovering, and we'll be thinking of you. Thanks so much. Jace is in Augusta. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I have to say a couple things here. You know, Bash reminds me of Spicoli on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You know, I think
one.
He's probably ordering a pizza in the middle of class, you know, and somebody
that
walks in
movie.
And he goes, you know, who ordered pepperoni pizza? He holds his hand up. Now, as far as John from Missouri,
yeah.
I mean, he was talking to a dead man, correct?
Yeah, the guy he was talking to on Facebook died in 2012. I mean, just 12 years ago.
What kind of idiot?
Everybody talks to somebody that died 12 years ago, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I mean, at least Jim brought something to the plate. John brings nothing to the plate. It don't get me wrong. I don't like Jim either. It's been very quiet this week, as far as that goes. And as far as legend goes,
if you had to talk to somebody that died 12 years ago, who would it be?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.